We're in the third section of the Catechism, and now we have come to Lord's Day number 39. It's one question, has to do with the fifth commandment, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God has given you. So question 104, I'll ask the question, please answer with the answer. Question 104, what does God require in the fifth commandment? That I show all honor, love, and faithfulness to my father and mother, and to all in authority over me, submit myself with due obedience to all their good instruction and correction, and also bear patiently with their infirmities, since it is God's will to govern us by their hand. Is this a hard commandment to keep?
My boss is an idiot. You ever felt that way? Working with people that are fallible, that make mistakes?
I don't agree with my dad. I don't agree with my mom. They don't know what they're talking about. Or, well, what they just said, they don't do themselves. Is it easy to find fault with those in authority over us? I hate to say the word natural, but it is easy. Especially when they cross our will. They tell us to do something that we don't want to do. Dan says, you really want to test a person, cross their will. If you really want to test somebody, tell them no. There's a test, right? While someone in authority tells you no, how are you going to respond? Oh, you're an idiot. I'm going to do what I want to do. Is that honoring the one in authority? And the answer is no. Why does he focus primarily on fathers and mothers? Because in many sense, they're the first authorities that we have to deal with. With little Willow, you guys are the first authorities she has to obey. And she's learning from you. Notice it says, what am I to do when it says honor your father and mother? To show all honor, love, and faithfulness. Notice that. Faithfulness is honoring. How is faithfulness to them honoring them? Is it respecting their authority? And when they say something, you faithfully do it. Is that honoring your father, your mother? Here's the tough one. Love. Well, I don't love you. I don't like you. I don't like what you just said. I don't like what you're making me do. But I'm called to love you, to respect you. I think we live in a society today which is anti-authority. I appreciate the amen. Yeah. We live in an egalitarian society. There's everybody's the same. There's nobody over me. And any exercise of power is wrong. So except for when I get to exercise power, right? That's not biblical. It's not God's will. Who is the final authority? God is. What about the authorities? What about them? What? They get away with murder. Think of Putin. Putin's a madman. He's an authority, though. He misuses his authority, but he's still an authority. One principle that I always keep in mind is, in order to be in authority, you have to be under authority. That every authority that there are is under another authority and ultimately under God. And will give an account to God. So the authority that they have is given by God. So husbands, you're the head of the family, but you will answer to God for how you conduct, how you exercise your authority, right? Fathers, we will give an account. And so how can I help my father and my mother? How can I help the one that is in authority over me to do it right? How can I encourage them? Because it's good for me and it glorifies God. So what does it say? Honor, love, and faithfulness to my father and mother and to all in authority over me. Submit myself with due obedience to all their good instruction and correction. Okay, so when they tell us to do something that's good, you do it. Go take out the trash. Go do your chores. Go do your homework. Those are good things. What are we called to do? Do them. And correction. Oh, ouch. I'm lazy. Anybody here know that I'm a lazy person? If you haven't figured it out, I am. The Lord is discipling me into not being a lazy person. But as a kid, I was a lazy person, and my parents said, go to work for my good, to develop character. But also bear patiently with their infirmities. That's the hard one, isn't it? Right? When they show their weakness, I can rebel against that, or I can insult them, I can whatever. No, I'm to bear patiently with them. That's, I think, harder to do, right? You're wrong, Dad.
Yeah, but I'm still your dad. You still have to do it. Pray for them if they're wrong. Bear patiently with their infirmities, since it is God's will to govern us by their hand. There's a real test. Do you believe in the sovereignty of God? Do you believe in the sovereignty of God?
Yeah.
Does that help you when things go wrong to remind yourself that God's in control? It does. We, in our family, we say it back and forth to one another all the time. And when we start complaining, one of the things we say is God sovereign? Or as Katie, Luther's wife, did one time, he came home from travels, right? You've heard this before. He came home from traveling, and she's dressed with black, all black. And he said to her, "Who died?" And she said, "I think God did, the way you've been acting." God is sovereign. Can God sovereignly work through authorities that make mistakes? Still submit to them? Yes, we bear patiently with them. May God grant us a grace. And again, what's the context of this? How am I to say thank you to God for the redemption through Christ? How do I do that? I say thank you by honoring those in authority over me. Amen?
Amen.